Besides some clouds on November 12th last year, crew members recalled to accident investigators that it was a nice day for flying. But it was a cold, late fall day, just below freezing on the ground at Fort Drum, where the Air National Guard launches its remotely piloted aircraft for training missions over upstate New York. The MQ-9 Reaper had been in the air for nearly 2 hours, under the control of 174th Attack Wing pilots at Hancock Airfield in Syracuse. Then it began to experience problems.
It was kind of a perfect storm how this thing happened.
Air Force Colonel Dana Hessheimer wrote the Accident Investigation Board report into the crash. It was finished earlier this month. The nearly 700-page report was obtained by WRVO through a Freedom of Information request. In it, the Air Force cites multiple navigation system failures for the crash. Two of the three navigation systems on board, known as EGIs, failed, and the pilots lost contact with the aircraft. That sent it into an emergency pre-programmed flight, flying circles far over Lake Ontario. A launch and recovery crew at Fort Drum then tried to regain control of the aircraft. Hessheimer says they did. But just as the pilot entered a right turn, he says the plane's autopilot zeroed out or stopped functioning.
If he would have waited another 20 seconds, it would have probably came back and then it would have flown back just fine.
Instead, the Reaper inverted and ended up in a flat spin.
Kind of like, if you remember Top Gun, when Goose died, that's kind of what the airplane was doing.
It plunged into Lake Ontario, falling at a rate of more than 80 feet per second. A few pieces of wreckage washed up on shore, but most of the plane was never found. MQ-9s carry three navigation systems, in case one fails, but this wasn't the first time that particular aircraft had navigation problems for the 174th. Twice in the weeks before the crash, maintenance crews removed and replaced EGIs.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of a red flag for it.
Hessheimer writes in the summary of his report that he also considered if air temperature played a role in the crash, but he writes there was not enough evidence to say it was a substantial factor. However, during a conference call, reporters pressed Colonel Hessheimer on the issue.
But can you rule out that temperature played any role in this?
No, I can't rule it out.
He wouldn't elaborate, other than to say it was a software problem. At 18,000 feet, where the drone was flying that November afternoon, the air temperature hovered around negative 34 degrees Fahrenheit.
Pretty cold. I would think that's pretty darn cold.
Agamemnon Krasidis is an engineering professor at the Rochester Institute of Technology, and he's the academic leader for upstate New York's private drone research consortium, NewAir. He reviewed the accident report for WRVO. He says aircraft must be able to adjust to air temperatures, or they won't perform properly.
Everything's temperature dependent because that changes the density of the air around it.
Krasidis says cold weather could have impacted the navigation software in two ways. One, it could have slowed the system's ability to run the processors fast enough to operate the software. Or, the EGI couldn't properly compute air temperature information in order to calibrate the aircraft's movements. The MQ-9 is manufactured by General Atomics. The company tested the two navigation systems previously pulled from the drone that crashed and exposed them to cold weather flight conditions. One of them failed multiple times. General Atomics says it doesn't comment on accidents. The Air Force also acknowledges in the accident report those versions of the Reaper's navigation system can fail at cold temperatures. Honeywell Aeronautics, the maker of the navigation systems, declined to answer specific questions. However, spokesman Scott Sayers says they provided a software upgrade for the navigation systems in June of 2012, more than a year before the 174th Reaper crashed.
So we provided the upgrade to General Atomics, and it was implemented or what they did with it, you need to talk to GA about that.
Colonel Hessheimer, with the Air Force, says the problem was identified within days of the accident, and the Air Force sent out a worldwide recall for all MQ-9s.
It's kind of like GM lately, I guess they're in the news. Did they do a recall? That's what the auto industry does. They did the same thing in the Air Force, but it's called an alert bulletin.
It ordered different versions of the software be installed. Both the Air Force and General Atomics say running a different version of the software has prevented further cold weather flight problems. Since the 174th's MQ-9 fell out of the sky one afternoon last November, I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.